go to Colossians 1:11. Let me show you the next thing you can do. Pray that they know God better, they know his will, they have wisdom, knowledge, understanding. That's thing one. But here's thing two, it's strength. Paul was praying for the Colossians, Church of Colossae, and he said, verse 11, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, to patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Man, what a help that would be to me. If you just pray that I would have the strength. If I'm patient, long-suffering, that means I can stand. It means I'm not quit, I'm not going to give up, I'm not going to relinquish. What a help that would be. How simple that is. If God begins to prompt you, she's weary, she's tired. One lady told me, Daddy lived with us a couple years before he went to be with the Lord, and those were difficult years. And we did what we had to do, and Wayne and I worked together, but I didn't have much time with the Lord. Daddy was a very light sleeper. And so in the night when I woke up, I would tiptoe past Daddy's door. He wanted his door open all the time, and so we did that. And he said one day, Dad, don't close my door. Leave my door open. I said, Daddy, has anybody ever closed your door? He said, no. He said, sometimes fear. Don't let fear get you. I said, we won't be closing the door. I would tip her in the office the other end of the house. I couldn't turn any lights on. They would brew a cup of coffee. Couldn't do that because Daddy would wake up. But I would tip her in there because we have all these office machines with little blue lights, you know, the computer, the printer, all those. It's sort of like a, you know, there's a lot of light and you can't read about, but there's a lot of light. And I'd sit in there and pray and sit in there and comfort myself in the Lord and sit in there and tell myself I could do it. And I have relatives. We had to all work together. If you don't think that was a chore, you haven't tried that. And so I would sit in there. Well, long after Daddy died, a lady right here, she said, you know, I used to see you come on Wednesday night with your father. And I used to say, Lord, oh, is she going to make it? I must have looked terrible, I guess. She said, I'd say, Lord, oh, is she going to make it? Oh, how helpful that was. That she would pray that I'd be strengthened. That she would pray that I wouldn't quit. Now listen to the translators. We pray you have the strength to stick it out. Over the long haul. Not the grim strength of gritting your teeth, but the glory strength God gives. It's strength that endures the unendurable and spills over to joy. Would that help you? If somebody prayed that you have the strength to go on, that you not quit. And see, it's divine strength. It's an infusion of strength. God will strengthen you with his own great power. Would that work for you? Could I do that for you? Could you do that for me? So that you will not give up when trouble comes, but you will be patient. You know, now I am a quitter. I just admit that. I've been a quitter all my life. If I wasn't going to make an A in school, I wasn't going to even try. I'm not going. I'm like an A or I quit. I quit ahead of time. You don't have to run me out. I quit already. I've always been that way, and I have to watch myself. If things get really tough and think it's hard to handle, my first reaction, which is not necessarily the spirit reaction, very seldom the spiritual reaction, is, okay, you do it, I quit. So you have to know yourself. Well, what if God strengthened me with his power? His glorious power will make you patient and strong enough to endure anything, and you will be truly happy. Could you do that for me? Would you do that for me? Could I do that for you? Now, I might see that you're weak and weary. I might just know your circumstances. So I just pray that because I know you. I might just be prompted. I don't know you from Adam's house cat. And I don't know what that means, but that's what we always say. I don't think Adam had a house cat, but we don't know. And I'm just prompted. There's something in me that says she's so tired, she's so weary, she can't go on. I will prefer you. I will consider you first. I will pray for you to have strength. Now look at Ephesians 3, and let's look at it again. Strength is the second thing that we can do. We pray for one another. We pray the word. Say, are we going to pray in other tongues? No, yes, but not today. You'll have to come back, part two. Look at verse 16, which is another prayer. See, we're praying for others. We're watching over others. What can you do for others? That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. There is in the spirit man a divine infusion of Holy Ghost power, of Holy Ghost strength that helps me not to grit my teeth and go on. Sometimes we grit our teeth and go on because we don't have any choice. If I couldn't dump Daddy on the curb, I don't have any choice. I have to go on. And sometimes that's all the strength we have is just our teeth are gritted and we're just enduring. But what if there was a divine infusion, a flow of strength into me? And it got easier and easier. When I first figured out how big love was, and I examined every single word in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8, looked in several dictionaries, knew all the intricacies and details. 1 first thing I wanted to do, because this man said, okay, I quit. Because I said, I can't do that. I know I can't do that. There's no way I can do all that. I just thought if I just conquer unselfishness, I'll never be selfish. And I'll just take one person. I'll never be selfish with Wayne. At 2 weeks later, I was worn out. I was absolutely worn out. I remember we had still had the sofa. It's been reupholstered. We had a green plaid sofa, and I bowed underneath of that sofa. Wayne was out working in the garden. We had a garden. He comes from a farm family. Been delivered, thank God. Children used to say, don't they sell that at Publix? And I cried and cried and cried and cried. And I told him, I can't do it. I can't do it. I got sick and tired of waiting on him. I thought, just for a change, he ought to do something for me. That's what I thought. And I said, well, I can't. I quit. I can't. And he spoke to me. Now, I forgot. He says, you have no choice. Because love is right.